How were the 40 years? And Chevronah was 7, and Yishlaim was 33 shonim. The Chzivit says, the Chevron Molech Ayuda Sheva Shonim V'Shishu Chadoshim. It says in Chevron, really, it was 7.5 years. So how come it did not recount the extra 6 months? Fa'ani Shish Chadoshim L'Kachoshiv. Why not? Shemar Mina Nitzara. That was the 6 months that David was in Mitzaras. Omar Lefon Ribbonish Le'olam. Mochali Aloysi Yovin. Forgive me for the sin that I did of Asheva. Mochuloch Hashem said yes. Now that you have Yisurim, I'll be moichu you for that sin. So David said now, but Atzei mi ois letoivo, the yiru soina v'yavoshubi. Please give me a sign. Throughout David's life, he had plenty of enemies. Plenty of people were against him and were happy that he did this chet. So David said, please give me a sign that I should be able to walk through them. Enemies will not be happy with me. That you give me a sign that you will moichu me. Kiyato Hashem azatoni v'nichamtoni. So Omalei Hashem said back to David HaMelech, v'chayecho eini moidiyah. In your lifetime I will not give you the sign. That's too great, you don't deserve that for some reason. In your lifetime I can't do this. Even though I'm moichu you, but I will not give you a sign that I should be publicly noticed. Avol ani moidiyah v'chayeh shloime v'ncho. But in the lifetime of your son Shloime, then it will be known to the Rabbim that I was moichu you. What happened? Bishor Shebona Shlomo's Beis Hamikdash, the time when Shlomo Melech built the Beis Hamikdash, Bikesh Lachnis Oren the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. He wanted to bring the Oren into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What happened at that time was Dovku Shorim Zeh B'Zeh. The gates stuck together. He couldn't fit the Oren through the gates. So David said, Omer, he said, Esrim V'Yabor Renonis. He said 24 Kepitzach Tilim, 24 Renonis, praises to Hashem. Olay Nena. The gates did not open. They didn't answer. Omer, he said, "Su shorim roshechem v'nasu pitzchi yolam v'yovim melech hakavod mizem melech hakavod Hashem izes v'gibor Hashem gibor machama." The Nehemiah the pasuk says, "Yossi, let's go." The Nehemiah, "Su shorim roshechem v'su pitzchi yolam v'yovim melech hakavod." V'le nena, still the gates did not answer. Even though Shlomo said, "I'm doing it for Hashem's sake. I'm doing it to make kvod shemayim open up. Let me bring the Oren in." Still, Lainana, didn't happen yet. Kivan Shama, as soon as he said, Hashem Elokim Atosha Pnei Meshechecha, did not hold your face back in front of David, Zich Zochro, Lechazdei David Avdecha, remember the chesed that your servant David did. In other words, remember David HaMelech, Miyad Nena. At that time, the gates answered, and at that time, the gates opened up. So everybody saw, Klai Yisrael saw clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is opening up the gates now because David, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves David, and most probably Hashem was Meichel David. So B'yais Yisrael at that time, Nahapchu Pnei Seine David. All the people, the enemies of David, their faces turned over, Kishule Kedera, they became black, like the bottom of a pot. When a pot is burnt, the bottom of the pot, that's how their face became. The Yedu Kol Yisrael, the whole Klai Yisrael knew, that Hashem forgave David on that chet of Basheva. Whatever that chet was, that his madrega shouldn't have done it, but after the Yisurim, Hashem was Meichlin. This is the mice with David. Now Gechazi. Our Mishnah also says Gechazi is the people that ain't lochilig lelam abor. What happened with Gechazi? The Chassidus Pasuk says, Vayelech Elisha Damesik. That Elisha went to Damesik. Leichel also, where did Elisha go? Where did the Rebbe go? He wanted Gechazi to do tshuva. We'll soon see what he did, but he wanted him to do tshuva. But loy chazer, he did not return. Gechazi did not do tshuva. That's why it's ein lo chelik. Omar loy chazor b'cho. So Elisha said, "Why not? Come do tshuva." Omar loy. So Gechazi said like this: "Kach mekublani mimcho. I learned from you. You are my rebbe. You taught me that ha'choite. Somebody does a chet." Umachtiyas Rabin, and you cause other people, you cause the Rabin also to sin, and maspikim biyodei lasas tshuva. Just means really, they do not help you in Shemayim to do tshuva. So he learned wrong pshat. He learned that I can't do tshuva. So I'm wasting my time, therefore I'm not even going to try. But the real pshat is just, ain maspikim, they do not help you. Like this, there's a cloud, if a person opens up like a machak, Hashem opens up a bigger hole, he helps you. But a person that's machti, it's a rabbin, there's no help in Hashemayim. But if you do tshuva by your own, you work hard, of course you could. That's what Elisha wanted to tell Gechazi. But he did not listen. He thought he's finished. He did not want to do tshuva. Nayavid, what was his chet? What did he do wrong? Ikad yami, something like this. Even shu'ava is some type of a magnet. Tolo, he hung lechatas yirovim to the calves, the golden calves that Yerovim made. He had them suspending in the air. He had them hanging in the air. Then Nido ben Shemayim Lioritz. With some magnetism, he was holding up those golden calves in the middle of the air, that everybody now could see it. So the kids say he went further with the chet of Yerovim, that he made the people even worship their Avodah Zarah more.
Was Rashi saying?
What you said.
Yeah.
Vikadiyami, some say, shame. Chokak b'piho. He put the Hashem's name in the mouth of these two golden calves. Voice of Machrezes. They start to speak now. He made the two golden calves talk. The Amarasne said, the two golden calves that were speaking out, the two I said, the first two, don't have anybody else. So that's what he caused, that people should worship these two calves more than before. That was the chet of Gehazi. Because to this, is ain't lechem gvar mabo. Dikadiyami, some say, Rabbonin docha mikamayu. He threw away the Rabbonin from in front of him. Shneam the pasuk says, it's very narrow. Before that it wasn't tsar, but now Gehazi was pushing away the chomim. He did not let them come to Elisha. Tana Rabbanan, certain people you have to push away, or you have to be strict with them, but not so much do with your left hand. That means left is your weaker hand. The yamin, but rather with your strong hand, with the right hand, mekarevis, be closer with them, act nice to them. Let the midas harachmim be stronger than the midas adin. Like Elisha, this little Elisha was wrong here. Do not be like Elisha. Shedoch v'le Gehazi b'shtei adayim, he threw Gehazi away with two hands. Like as soon as Gehazi said, I'm not doing tshuva, that was it. He threw him away. He should have been mekarevim more. Before also. Shtei adayim. Gehazi, what was the maaseh of Gehazi? Right. Was not against the Mishnah Daim. Gehazi the Sivit says, "Vayoymen Naman." Naman said, "Hoyel v'kach hikorim." Take these two loaves of silver. Vayitzrutz boy, and they fought one another. Rashi says that Naman wanted Gehazi to take it. Vayotza kikrim kesef, and he took them. Vayoymer lo Elisha. Mayen Gehazi. Elisha said to Gehazi, "Where are you?" Vayoymer loyholach avdecho onavu. I didn't go anywhere. Vayoymer lo. Like Elisha said, no, I know you went after Naaman, and I know you took things from him, yeah, that he wanted to give a present. Yeah. And Elisha said, is now the right time to take it? The silver, the like, is now this right time to take all these eight things? Only shokel, so Mark asked the question, only shokel kol hai, Gehazi did not take so much. Kesev of the godin, who the shokel, he only took two things. He only took silver and nice clothing. So Omer Reb Yitzchak, the Yosef Shur at that time before Naaman came, ho Yelisha, Yosef, Vedoris, Peshmein, the Shrotzim. Elisha was learning a shir about eight Shrotzim. Halach is their Mekabal Tumah, not Mekabal Tumah, their skin is Mekabal Tumah. He was teaching Halach about eight Shrotzim. So the Chur, the eighth separate halachas here. Now Naaman, the case was, story was, Naaman was Sar Tzavo Melech Haram. He was the chief general of Melech Haram. He was, he had leprosy on him. Omer Yehu Revusa, a Jewish girl, the Ishtaboy that was captured, Me'ara Yisrael from Eretz Yisrael. So she said to the general, Eozlas Lagabi Elisha, if you're going to go to the Navi Elisha, Mati Lecho, he'll heal you from your Mitzaras. Listen to me, go to him. Kiyosu, when he went, Omalei, so the Naaman went to Elisha, Omalei, Zil Tova V'yadin, he said, go bathe in the Yadin. Omalei, so the Naaman said, Achuche Kamechachas be, you're making a joke out of me. What in the world is the Yadin going to do? I have a swimming pool at home also. What is it going to help me to go in the swim here? Amrila, he said, oh, he didn't say the mikveh, he said the yarden. Omalei hanu dehevi badei, other people that are with Naaman, they said, listen, my naflim nechol, what does it bother you? Zil nasi, go try it out. You're here ready, you took the big journey, go into the yarden. We'll rescue you, don't worry. Ozos, he went for Tobo Biyad, he was Tobo in the yarden, visibly, and he became well. He was healed. So also, if he was healed, also I see lay kol hani. He came with all these eight things that Pasuk says before, to knock it, and he wanted to give it to Elisha. But like Sava the Kabulim, he didn't want to accept it. Elisha did not want to accept it. But Gehazi, what happened to Gehazi? He wanted a Gehazi. So Gehazi, iftam ikameh. He left his Rebbe. Rebbe, I have to go someplace right now. He left his Rebbe, and he went after Naaman to say, you know what? To give me the presents. Yes, we'll soon see. Ifta Mikamei, Elisha Ozal, so Ifta Mikamei Elisha, Gehazi left Elisha, Ozal, Shokal, Maidashad, took what he wanted. Vyiskin and Hibit, Imam Tikodim. Kiyosa, when Gehazi came back, Chazia Elisha Litzaras. Elisha was able to see that there's some type of a tsaras that Reporcholai Erasha that was spread out over his head. Omal, on Gehazi's head. Suddenly Elisha said to him, Rosha, Hegiyes Litos Chah Shemayna Shrotzim. Does it come the time now to take your reward for the eight Shrotzim? As we were learning before, halachas about eight Shrotzim, eight different halachas. Here, Naaman's coming now with eight presents. So is it fit for you now to take your presents now, just to say, you're taking your reward for learning, you get the reward later. Elisha did not like the fact Gehazi took the presents. Vitzaras Naaman, Dovka Bechor. So Elisha gave him a curse that the mitzaras of Naaman should be attached to you over Zarecha and your children at Eilam. The Yosin the fun of Mitzorah Kesheling. And Gehazi went out from Elisha like a mitzaras Kesheling. Right, there's also the case that he was Dachak, Bishtei Yadayim, he threw him away too strong. It's a little bit tying upon Elisha, he shouldn't have been so strict with Gehazi. Then the Pasuk said later, V'arba Noshim Oyim Mitzaram, there are four people that are Mitzaram, Mitzaras. So Pesach by the gates of the city, Pesach Hashar, Omri Rav Yechanan. This was Gehazi Yishleish Yibanov. That was Gehazi and his three children. Like the Klala of Elisha, your children should also be a Mitzaras. Tan Yomri Rav Shimon Ben Elazar. Yetzer, Yetzer Hara, Tinik, the way you act with your young children, Visha, the way you act with your wife. Smile doicha. Sometimes you have to put them on the right track, but do with your left hand. Not so harsh. The Yamin the Karevis. You have to always be closer, be nicer with your right hand. That's the way you have to treat your wife, your children, and Yetzirah. You can't just throw away Yetzirah completely. He's too strong. You have to do it with your left hand, with smart, and be Mekarevim with your right hand. Turn around, Bonim. Gimu Chaloyim Chol Elisha. Elisha was sick three times. And why? Because he did three chatoim. Echad one shegiru dubim b'tinoikis. He sent the bears against the children. The echad shedotul gechazi b'shteyadayim. He threw gechazi away with his two hands. The echad shemespa. The last sickness what he died with. Shenema v'elisha chol eschoyim. Now, ad Avram until Avram Avinu's times, v'hoya zikna. Nobody became old. Everybody looked the same way you looked when you were young. You had the same appearance your whole lifetime. Called the Chol, whoever saw Avram, Omer, he said, Hi Yitzchak. Well, we know Yitzchak and Avram looked alike. So if they didn't age, they looked alike. So people said, this is Yitzchak. Called the Chol, Yitzchak, Omer, Hi Avram. He said, this is Avram. So what happened? Boy Avram, Rachmi, Avram Avinu, Davin to Hashem, to Lehev Elei Zikna, that he should age and look older. Therefore, even though their parents was alike, but you can tell he's 100 years old and he's younger. Shneimer the pasuk says the Avram zokein bo bayonim. Avram became old. He was the first one to appear old. Now ad Yaakov until Yaakov Avinu's times, lehev chusha. Nobody became sick. You were healthy until finally you sneezed and died. That's it. Boi rachme Yaakov was installed to Hashem lehev chusha. That's before they became sick. Before he died, there's a little warning: you're going to die. You became sick. Shneimer it says vayemul Yosef in yavich chayla. Your father is sick. Now, ad Elisha to Elisha's time, lehevi inish cholish demispatach. Nobody was ever sick that became healed. When you were sick, you knew that was the warning you're going to go, and they died from that sickness. But we asked Elisha, oh boy, rachman Elisha's time, he davened to Hashem, viyispatach, that he was able to become well, even though he was sick, he was healed. Shneimer says, Elisha choles cholyos, ashyamas boy. Mashma, finally, at the end, the third time he was sick, and from that he died. But before that, he did not die. So that was the tefillah of Elisha that you should become sick and become well again. Now the Mishnah says, let's go over. Now the Mishnah says, Dor ha-mabul, the whole door of the mabul, ain lem chelik lele mabul. They also have no chelik lele mabul, the door of mabul. And v'yenoim de medin, they will not receive another din b'shas p'chiyas ha-mesim. Shneimer says, lo yodun ruchi b'yodom li'oilom. That means, lo din v'lo ruach. They will not have ruach, they will not have p'chiyas ha-mesim, oilom mabul, and not even a din then. Dor ha-flog, the ha-flog also ain lem chelik lele mabul. Shneimer says, v'yifras Hashem oisom mishom ha-pnei kolorit. Means we have Nechem Yoimer, Eilu V'Yelu, Einoim de Bedin. No, Anshis Doim also will not stand up for a din, B'Shat Chiyas HaMesim. Shneimer says, Akein Lo Yekumu Rishoyim.